Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday afternoon at nearly 4 p.m., the Coast Central Credit Union at the Bayshore Mall was robbed. The suspect approached the teller with a note advising the teller he was armed. No weapon was seen, and the clerk complied with the request. The suspect fled north in the hallway towards Sears and then east through the exit hallway between Sears and the bank. The suspect is described as a white male, about 30 years old, 5'5", 150 pounds. He was clean-shaven, medium-length brown hair with black-rimmed square glasses. The suspect wore a black ball cap, a black leather dress jacket, a bluish button-up shirt, black tie, dark slacks, and dark running shoes. Please contact the Eureka Police Department if you have any information that can help. 2 p.m. yesterday, Humboldt Bay Fire units were dispatched to a reported traffic collision at 6th and I Street. The vehicle was on its side with a patient trapped inside. The fire truck company divided its personnel, stabilizing the pickup to prevent it from rolling over, and made entry into the vehicle to take care of the patient. The next arriving engine company was assigned to control a fuel leak and to provide protection in the event of a fire. Additional arriving units utilized the jaws of life to remove the roof of the pickup and extricate the patient. Patient was removed and was transferred to city ambulance for moderate injuries. The Humboldt Bay Fire would like to remind everyone to always use their seatbelts. The day before, a high-speed collision occurred just one block away from the same location. The Eureka Police Department's Traffic Division reports that a vehicle driven by Hoopaw resident Dewey Jones ran a red light at the intersection of 7th and I Streets in Eureka, in a collision seriously damaging two vehicles and sent a woman to the hospital with moderate to severe injuries. An investigation revealed that Jones was going between 40 to 45 miles per hour in a 30-mile-hour zone on 7th when she ran the red light, slamming into another vehicle. That's according to the police report, which says Jones's car then smashed headfirst into a traffic signal pole. The driver of the second vehicle suffered broken bones and was transferred to the hospital. Eureka PD determined the collision was avoidable and that Jones should have been paying closer attention while driving. The Board of Trustees at College of the Redwoods will hold a public hearing at its regular meeting next Tuesday to discuss redistricting of trustee area boundaries. The trustees must approve new districts according to census data gathered in 2010, and borders for the district may change depending on population shifts between those districts. The board welcomes public comment regarding the realignment, and the meeting will begin at 2 p.m. More KINS News. It's right after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Camera.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
East of Laytonville, a successful search and rescue. In a press release received yesterday morning, the Mendocino County Sheriff's report a rescue of two women who became lost while hiking near Chicken Ridge Tuesday. The fact that the 71 and 56-year-old females had cell phones was a big help, as the deputies were able to make contact and actively talk with the women about surrounding landmarks and their location. Deputies also gained GPS coordinates through the cell phone, pointing them to the exact location. When the two were found, they were in good physical condition. The Super Bowl will be played Sunday, and that means tens of millions of Americans will gather at private homes, bars, and other venues to enjoy the game, the food, and the drink associated with Super Bowl parties. Do us all a favor, though. If you're going to drink, please have a designated driver for the drive home following the game. The California Highway Patrol is asking nicely. Last year, more than 450 drivers in California were arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence on Super Bowl Sunday, and two fatalities were credited to drivers under the influence. Motorists are encouraged to call 911 if they see a suspected driver on the road and under the influence, and the CHP also wants to remind drivers and passengers to wear seat belts, which save lives and reduce injuries during traffic collisions. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.